Take a seat. You know why you're here today?
I'm here to watch a movie that I have no idea, other than the fact that you said you two watched this and said you have to see it with me, and now I'm here.
Well, thanks for coming over and trusting us. I wouldn't trust us.
No, I wouldn't trust us either.
Well, oddly enough, the three of us seem to have the same taste in movies.
I mean, I know you and I do.
Yeah. Well, Scott's turned me on to some stuff too, regardless of how good or bad it is. We've enjoyed some stuff together. So whether, Joe, you've hated it and Scott and I loved it, or Scott hated it and Joe and I loved it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is a weird thing, isn't it? It's like, I don't even know why we pick movies that we pick to do on the show. We just go, oh, that's the one we got to talk about.
Yeah.
Now it's garbage.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night. I am Scott.
I'm Joe.
And with us is our friend Jared.
Hello, everyone.
And you know what? We're torturing Jared today. We watched a movie in a hotel room very late at night, and we said, when we get back from this vacation, we're going to make our friend watch this movie because it's, I don't know if it's like a cross between infuriating and also just wild that it was made.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even that. I don't even know how. Well, we're going to get into it afterwards, but right now we're going to do a little test. By the way, we're talking trash.
We're talking trash.
Yeah, we're talking trash. This is our show to review, spoil, debate, crap on, and give second chances to the hated, the lowest rated, and the much debated and often forgotten flicks on the internet, all while asking the question, is this the worst movie ever made? Because here on the show, we believe that you can't truly review a film unless you know what the worst is. And today we're watching this movie, Jared. Now I'm just going to show you a poster. You're not allowed to look at anything else except this picture.
Other than the poster.
Yeah. This movie is called The Pool.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think this movie will be?
Well, it's kind of weird that he's got scars on his face.
Do you want to describe this?
All right. So it's a man.
Yeah.
We got scars. And for some reason, the L is extended all the way up to the top of it, on top of the movie poster. And it goes right through his eye. It's obviously subtitled because it's in a.
No, it's going to be dubbed.
No. Okay. Well, I can't. All I see is the pool and it looks like what? USA. Like a USN. I have no idea what that even is.
Okay.
That poster gives away nothing as far as what I was going to be watching.
Yeah.
And I asked you not to tell me the name, nothing. I mean, when you were talking about going in blind,
yeah,
that's the first thing I see.
Yeah, this is a movie from 2018 called The Pool. And it only has two credited people being in this film. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if you had to guess what The Pool will be about, do you need anything else to know what you can, so you can guess what The Pool could be about?
Well, would you want to say the country of origin or no?
Thailand.
Wow. Okay.
Do you want to guess at all, or do you need a little bit of information?
I need a little information because just based on what I saw, there's no way I could even figure something out. I'm not as good as you, so.
Oh, you. come on. This is just for fun at this point.
Usually, I'm the guy. If you start coming up with an idea, I'll maybe start throwing some stuff at it to maybe make it a little bit more.
Okay.
So,
well, let me ask you this then. What kind of pool are we talking about? Are we talking about the game, like billiards? Or are we talking about a swimming pool? Are we talking about like the Deadpool? What are we talking about?
Just based on the poster, I wouldn't think that an actual swimming pool would be part of that.
Okay.
I would think it's be like maybe a pool of people.
Okay.
Only because there's scars, and it's, I mean, you can't really see anything else. You only can see it, what, from the neck up? That's the guy that you...
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so he's just got a couple scars on his face, a couple, you know, I would assume maybe just that.
All right, so...
Oh, my God, Joe.
I'm going to show you a second poster for this movie that might give you a little more information, so you tell me what you think now.
Oh, boy.
What's in the poster now?
Okay, well, it's the same guy. Well, this the same guy's face.
Yeah.
If you said there's two credited people, I would assume that's... I don't want to give too much away, but if people are going to see it, but if you're telling me that other thing has a credit...
So you're suggesting...
His name better be Ramon.
Yes!
Yes. A good callback.
Callback. Right.
So now we have a poster here of a man staring at what looks like a gator in the rain.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so... Now, do you think you know what this movie is going to be about? This is good podcasting, by the way.
This is great. Oh, my God.
I'm putting you on the spot on purpose.
I wish that people could see his face right now, how bewildered he is.
I can only assume that this poor, unsuspecting guy wants to try to go out in his backyard for a little swim, maybe a little night swim. And all of a sudden... comes across the little Ramon.
Nice.
And that's the only thing I could think of what's going on, other than the fact that it looks like the alligator is on land.
Okay.
And it looks like he's holding something. I assume it looks like a knife.
Okay.
I don't know. I saw something in his hand. I mean, I could be wrong, but
I don't see anything in his hand.
Oh, it looked like he had something, like he's holding something.
Okay.
Maybe it's just the way that I saw it.
All right. So you want to check this out and have a couple beers and then figure out from there what we're going to be watching?
Yes.
Or do you want a synopsis before we go in?
No.
Joe says no synopsis.
No. Blind.
Yeah, I think the synopsis is going to give too much away, especially when you're only talking about...
Yeah.
How many people are in this thing?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. There are at least five other people in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only two credited for some reason, so no one wanted their names on it, or they just couldn't find the credits.
Oh, okay. All right, so they're all uncredited through... Okay.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
All right, let's go check it out.
Lucky.
Ale na, Lucky. Leo.
Leo.
Lucky.
Are you mad at us?
No, I'm not mad at you two.
Are you sure? Are you really not mad at us? You should be.
That we made you waste a whole Friday night doing this.
No. All right, we've watched other movies where I've been even more
upset,
but it wouldn't be at you guys. It's always at the movie.
Well, on Bad Movie Night, we do watch bad movies that are so bad that we can barely get through them most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one
yeah.
was bad on a different level.
I mean, look, if we didn't share this with people, I would be upset.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this is something that's so, it's so infuriating.
Yeah.
I think that's the best word for this movie.
I mean, this guy's the worst protagonist of all times.
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
I mean, he's the worst. I do. You're supposed to root for the protagonist, but we do not root for this guy. I wanted him to die many, many times because of his stupidity. Am I alone in this?
I just wonder how he actually stayed alive.
Yeah, there is no human way anybody in this movie stayed alive.
No.
Yeah, so, okay, look, here's the movie. Okay, this is what we do on the show. We just talk about the movie, try to talk about the plot. And the plot here is simple. This movie is about Ned Niederlander and Lucky Day. I don't know if you guys caught Lucky Day was the main characters in this movie. Lucky Day and Kaya?
No, Coy.
Coy. Coy. I'm sorry. Of course, it's Coy. I mean, this is really just a story about choice. Bad choices. Pro-choice. Anti-choice. Yeah. That was...
Layers.
Layers. Yes. Layers.
This is a movie that tells you abortion is bad, but eating a crocodile's eggs, not bad. Very good.
Yeah.
Because it's a necessary thing, you know? So, look, we have a movie where a movie's being shot, which I'm guessing is the whole film crew of this movie.
Yeah.
In the opening of this film.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're filming what I would only guess is a...
Some kind of art house.
Cirque du Soleil.
It's like...
What is it?
Like an art house Cirque du Soleil movie. Yeah, I don't know what's happening, but there's an underwater scene where a woman is dressed as a clown, and she's like floating on a couch.
Yeah.
Under the water in a pool, in like an Olympic pool.
Yes. And our main character is either the artist. They keep calling him the artist.
Yeah.
But he is not only the pool guy, the electrician, and a dog trainer.
He is.
Did anybody catch any of this?
He has several duties. He's like, what do you call it?
Duties.
Yeah,
he's duties. Like he does everything. He does, you know, all the tech stuff.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, it's his own dog.
Yeah.
He clearly says, I've trained him. It's like it's his own dog.
Yeah, it's like Harry and Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
He's like, I cut him, I train him. I stand by my work. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy is standing by his job. I mean, he's got so many gigs, and they say that he's extremely poor.
Yeah.
That's his entire arc,
mm-hmm.
is that this character is so poor that he cannot be in this relationship with this woman.
And he even says to her, I grew up in a cave.
Yes, I grew up. And I don't know if he's being serious, but I think he is.
I don't know.
Because he says he has boiled eggs before in his cave.
Yep.
He has started fires and boiled eggs before. So many questions. I don't know what the hell is going on. But the story here is very, very simple. I mean, this is Final Destination if one of the characters wasn't killed. And and death just kept coming over and over and over for the main character.
Yeah, this guy wants us to know that his life is a shit show, and it very much is. It's a shit show.
It's a shit show, and I would say that God is extremely angry at this person. Like, maybe because he is a terrible, stupid person.
I mean, he is. So his girlfriend's name is Coy. And we learn, the audience learns that she's pregnant, but he's too dumb to even accept it.
Do we learn because...
Well, she gives him a birthday gift that's a Fabergé egg that opens, and yeah, there's a baby inside.
As you normally give your boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean...
Fabergé eggs with babies in them.
Yeah.
I mean, for your last birthday, I gave you a hard-boiled egg.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it a crocodile egg?
We're hungry.
What?
It was an iguana egg.
Oh.
Wait a minute, you touched a lizard?
No, yeah, that definitely never. Yeah, that would definitely.
I was waiting for someone to say that.
It's like, what's happening here? Talk about choices.
So, yeah, okay. This girl, she comes and she gives her boyfriend a Fabergé egg that when he opens it up, it has a little baby toy in it from like a state fair. And then when he looks, and now he is feeling the exact way that everybody who's watching the movie, like, what a way to tell somebody something. And he's very angry about it. And she's like, I'm just kidding. I'm not pregnant. So why do we assume that she is?
Yeah.
We only assume that, like, but she, because the way that she takes it is it's so, like, I don't care if he's upset.
Yeah, that's bad choice number one that's made in this movie. Out of, I would say, how many bad choices? 387?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of choices that are really, really bad.
And then it goes back to the thing you're talking about, God is punishing this guy. What kind of choices did he make up to this point that he's still being punished?
Exactly.
If you want to follow that logic.
Exactly.
Wow.
I mean, he has a job. He works as a tech on like a film. I don't know. I mean, that doesn't seem like a shitty job.
And he seems to have a staff.
Yeah.
he's got a coworker who, turns on a pump and then decides to go on vacation and leave this guy in the pool.
Yeah.
But at least he orders him a pizza.
I mean, he does.
Yeah, I guess we're going a little too far, but I guess what happens here is, what I was saying before was, his girlfriend and him are, they're having problems. He doesn't want to have a relationship. He doesn't want to get married to her. He seems to like her, though.
He thinks that he can't provide for a family. He thinks of himself as a loser, and that's what he tells his friend. He's a loser because his friend actually tells him, I think your girl's pregnant. He's like, No, she's not pregnant.
No, there's no way in hell.
And then he starts talking about, oh, well, you know, abortion is legal. We can't do that. It's illegal.
Illegal.
And we can't do that, and it's immoral, and blah, blah, blah. So he's like, no, she's not pregnant. So whatever. They're trying to make a little plot in here, like we care, because after filming wraps on this movie, our main protagonist, Day, decides that he wants to take a floaty and go lie down on it in the pool that his friend has now turned the pump on to drain the water. So that is dumb choice number two. If you know that water is draining, which his friend tells him that it's draining, why would you take a floaty and lay in the pool when you know the entire film crew is gone? There's no one there. Why would you lay in the pool?
Well, and I also have to question, do they own this pool?
I don't think so.
No. It's like a filming location that they chose.
It's just an abandoned pool.
It is just an abandoned pool.
Yeah.
That's the way it seems. Based on all the other surroundings that we see,
yeah,
it seems like it's been abandoned by whatever city or whatever it's
okay.
in. Yeah.
And, okay, I guess my question, though, is if he's not running this area, they seem to know where the pumps are. They seem to know how to clean it up.
Right.
But they do leave their set behind. Right? So they leave their couch and a tree in the middle of the pool, and they just drain it.
So that also asks, how did they get the stuff down there?
Yeah, they just threw it in.
Did they fill it up with water? They had to fill it up with water and then dropped it in.
That's what I think happened.
They had a scaffolding set at one point when they show.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
So they had to have set all that stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it seems so odd. I feel like, why would he? If he's not like the guy who runs this pool, because he's got so many jobs, you feel like that he owned this area. He knows how to do the change out the lights in the pool.
No, he's just a tech guy, right?
Well, they said bring in the art guy. And then that's when we see him. The art guy. Yeah. And he's like, change a light. It's a pool light. Mm-hmm. It's a normal pool light. But maybe he's supposed to stick around to actually clean up. And he was supposed to be the guy to clean up.
So why not take the couch out? Because what we learn here is there's no ladder in this pool.
So that makes no sense.
Yeah. So my question is, they would have to take everything out and throw it out first.
Well, you're wrong about that, because there is a silver ladder. There is.
I was looking for it a lot in this movie. I think it's in one shot.
I saw it on a faraway shot. I saw it. I was like, oh my God. But do you
think that they really wanted that to be there? Because why wouldn't they use that?
I think they filmed it by accident. They didn't want us to see it, but okay,
that's the question.
Yeah, I saw it, because he could have easily used that couch to get out of this pool. And because he could put the couch above, like against the ladder, and jump on the ladder.
Okay. Well, I think the ladder wasn't supposed to be in the shot.
I don't think it was supposed to be there.
Well, then later on, when we get through it, there's another scene where there's no ladders at all.
Yeah, there's no ladder. Right.
There's clearly an outside shot of the pool.
Yes.
And there is no ladder.
Yeah. So. Yes. Well, I mean, we have to point this out too before we go too far, because this is very important. He's got his dog with him, and he throws a ball to the dog, and this ball goes, I would say, miles. it goes on a journey, and
it does.
The dog follows it into a, I guess, another pump room. I don't know if it is the pump room that they use to shut off the water, to drain the water, but he follows it, and there's clearly something wrong. But in the journey, just like in Forrest Gump with the feather, this ball travels through very important locations, and one of those is a newspaper that says "escaped crocodile,"
which is in a forest.
It's in a forest.
It's just like in the woods.
So this guy threw the ball.
Yeah.
Through all these special places that we're going to see throughout the movie,
yes,
and ends up in the forest. That guy's got some. aim.
Which leads me to believe, though, like, where is this Olympic pool? Like, is it in the middle of a forest? Because that would explain why they're screaming and then no one can hear them.
It's got to be some kind of public area, because later on there are people flying drones.
True.
In like a field, I would assume.
It's just crazy that no one can hear them screaming.
I would also like to point out that there is nothing shutting this pool area off, because the producers of this film, Pizza Hut, they are able to get in to the pool area. Yes, and I'm not kidding around. In the opening of this movie, there's a production company's flashing, which is a joke in itself these days that production companies go on way too damn long. There are so many production companies. And one of them actually says Pizza Hut. And this is a foreign film. And what I like is it actually has the text number the production company. If you want a pizza delivered, just text this number.
Yep.
And that actually is a plot point. And, I mean, this is some of the best product placement I've seen in a film in a very long time. And I can talk about Pizza Hut in this movie for a little bit. I guess I'll wait. But when he throws the ball, then the other guy, the coworker, finds the dog. And he chains him to where the diving boards are. And his friend is lounging out in the pool instead of doing work, is deciding to float in the middle of the pool and go to sleep. But before he does, he tells his coworker, hey, if you're going to go, when you go out of town, before you go out of town, order me Pizza Hut. Right? So he texts the number that we got in the production company, and he orders up Pizza Hut, and then he decides to fall asleep. No. And the coworker has already turned the pump on to drain the pool.
And now the coworker has told him repeatedly that he has turned the pump on and he's draining the fucking water. So why are you in the fucking pool?
Yeah, and I love the coworker also does two other things, if you can notice this, right? He puts a needle out because it turns out that he is diabetic.
No, they show it earlier. Yeah.
Yes, he does inject himself.
I was like, oh, that's not going to come back.
And he just does it in a way where we watch the needle, this very valuable, important thing in this guy's life, roll around on a diving board, right? He just basically chucks it. And what I love is because it's at an angle that it would just broke the needle that he threw down on it, he decides to put a little stone under the leg of the table to keep it upright. So, I mean, like, Why even put it on there, dude? You know? And he also decides to move, because our main character is an idiot. He puts his duffel bag on a sewer grate. He puts a duffel bag with important, valuable things that could fall out of it on a grate. And his friend moves it because he's an asshole and doesn't hear something very valuable fall out of it and go down the sewer grate.
No.
This
is the setup to this movie.
This is this bad decision number, what, 20 already? I have no words for the stupid characters in this movie. So we see him wake up, right? And the water is pretty drained at this point.
He wakes up because his dog starts barking.
Right. Because why? Because we see Koi on the diving board yelling, "Wee! I'm going to jump in." Now, we hate Koi, okay? We can't stand her. She's obnoxious. She's awful. But she decides that
when I'm on Koi's side here.
No, I am not on Koi's side.
Koi has bad choices and bad choices and everything else.
I am on the bad guy side. Anyway, I'll tell you.
Oh, wow.
It was asked why she chose Day. And he clearly said, because I'm handsome.
Yes, he is. Yes. And the other guy said, Don't do that.
Don't insult her.
Don't insult her.
So she's on the diving board and she's like, "Hey, I'm coming in." Now, okay, this idiot sees that the water is almost drained out of this pool. Why would you jump in?
I would say this though. Is his name Day?
His name is Day.
Day, why would he go back to sleep?
That's what I'm saying. He's a fucking idiot.
Because he is struggling. There's like an entire sequence here before Koi comes to the pool where he is struggling to get up the side of the wall, and he's using a floaty to stand on, and then he can't do it. So he scratches the side of the wall and actually rips his fingernail up. It comes up, and he then tries to use because, you know, this is what you do when you go inside of a pool and you work, you put a robe on.
Yeah.
He puts a robe on and decides to use the robe rope to lasso his phone.
But and he gets his glasses. You forgot about Koi jumping in. Koi has
That happens later.
Yeah, that was later.
Oh my God.
But he's trying to rope his phone.
Because you have to, going back to why he went back to sleep in the pool.
Yeah.
The guy, how long did it take for the pizza to get there? Because I mean, you're talking that pool is very deep and it's already a third down.
You think the good people at Pizza Hut would have thought of this. Yeah. And they would have said, you know what? That's way too long for our delivery service.
There's no 30 minutes or less, or it's free.
Right.
This is definitely a free pizza.
Oh, my God. But Pizza Hut gets there, and he's not there. So wouldn't that, like, send up, like, a red flag? Like, who am I giving this to?
Well, we didn't get to that yet. But before we get to that, he rumps his phone, and his phone, he's got to make a choice here because Lucky, which hilarious that he named his dog Lucky. Lucky is trying to get at him in the pool. So he has a decision because his phone is vibrating off to the side of the pool. And this is some good vibration on this pool, on this phone, I mean, because it's vibrating toward the pool, but his dog is also jumping to the side of the pool and is starting to, like, get hurt. He's about to get, like, hung on the side of the pool. So he's got to make a decision. He runs over to help Lucky, and he sticks a pool raft underneath Lucky's feet, and he pushes Lucky back up on top. But at the same time, his phone falls into the water, but it's miraculously saved by the best hookup of all time from a USB charging device.
I don't know about you, but my shit would fall right in the pool because it would just disconnect automatically.
Those phones are pretty heavy.
Yeah, they're pretty heavy.
It would have popped right out.
Yeah.
And of course, he races back over now to go get it. And of course, being Day, he's a fucking idiot. He drops his phone right in the water. And it breaks instantaneously. But then, even if it didn't break instantaneously, he keeps diving it back into the water.
He's, when I tell you, he just keeps getting worse. He keeps getting worse every 2 seconds.
Yes. And this is where he decides to now, well, I guess I give up on life. I'm going to go to sleep on the raft. And that's where Koi comes in. And Koi hears him scream, don't. And then the dog barks. And this is where, if it couldn't get any worse, Koi falls and hits her head on the diving board. And now is concussed. Is that the word?
Yeah, she's concussed.
Well, we have to assume she is. This is pretty bad.
She falls into the fucking water with him. So now the two idiots are stuck in the water together.
So, Scott, you said you're on Koi's side, but she clearly walks up onto a diving platform and doesn't realize that a third of the water, or half the water at this point, is empty.
Yes, thank you. She is not a bright person.
When I say that, when I say that I'm on her side, I guess the question really is, if I had to choose a side of any of these two people, do I choose Koi over Day?
No, man.
I mean, because Day is...
Day is a dumb fucker.
I would say Day is a scumbag.
He's not only a scumbag, he wants to abort this kid. He doesn't really love this girl at all, you can tell. He doesn't think much of himself. He's just a piece of shit. And he makes dumb.
Extremely bad decisions.
He's fucking dumb.
And I guess when it comes to his girlfriend, and I think that bothers me the most, is he's willing to tell her in the worst moments, yeah, I don't want the baby. So if you're already, like, thinking we're about to die, fuck off more.
Yeah.
It's like spitting on her, and it is awful to watch. Like, just terrible. So I have to be on her side because I feel bad for her, and I want her to escape him.
And I can kind of agree with that because we don't know the backstory of how these two met. We don't know, like, what he's told her. So if you go with that, you can kind of follow in that logic. It works.
Can I add something that we do know that they told each other? We were told he won't even take her out for Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Their relationship is so bad that he can't even take her to cheap pizza.
Yeah.
Text the number now.
So I'm still not on her side then.
Deal breaker.
You couldn't even get taken out for pizza and you're still with this guy?
Yes, thank you.
You clearly chose the guy because he's handsome.
Yes.
That's it.
She's part of the problem.
He does have really nice hair. So
okay,
as a man who wishes he had that much hair, He's got some nice hair.
You know what?
You know what? Maybe.
I don't care if you have no hair. You take me for pizza. That's very important.
I do take you for pizza, and not cheap ones either.
No, we pay.
Yeah.
We pay.
I didn't text the number. We should have texted the number
during
this movie.
Spare no expense. You get me some garlic knots from time to time, too, when I'm good. So, you know, I'll tell you.
When you're good.
When I'm good, I get a garlic knot.
If you give me a Fabergé egg, I don't know.
It'll have a middle finger in it.
Time for garlic knots.
I am on neither person's side. I'm on the villain's side.
Man, so where are we? Koi is in the pool, knocked out on a raft, and if he couldn't get worse, because Koi, I mean, Day is at least thinking, I got to do some stuff here, right?
I mean, he has to save her.
And he's like, maybe if I took my robe off and I stuck it on the grate, maybe it'll drain, like stop the water from draining a little bit. Mm-hmm. But when Koi is knocked out, he's like, oh, shit, now I got to go get that robe. And it's raining, by the way, so the idea of that he didn't use his robe and maybe use his t-shirt would have helped here, because the rain might have filled the pool back up.
Mm-hmm.
It rains quite a bit.
It doesn't rain a lot.
It rains a lot in this movie.
And by the way, we find out that he has a lot of material that he could have blocked this grate with.
Yeah, he does.
He has a fucking chair underwater that not only has fabric on it, but it is solid.
Yeah.
So he could have laid this thing across the damn thing, right?
Yeah.
Anything. He also has two buckets, and we find out a roll of duct tape.
Yep.
I feel like this guy could have come up with some kind of solution to block this gate instead of using his rope.
No. He is dumb.
Yeah. Well, he does unblock the gate and put wrap the thing around her head, because she does have a little crack on her skull.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, it is chunked out. I mean, this thing looks nasty.
But what could make this situation worse, Scotty?
Yeah. Well, our little escaped alligator, or crocodile, whatever the hell it is, Ramon. Ramon shows up, and this mother literally wants revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why? What's his face from Fast and the Furious say? He's hungry.
Hungry.
So he wants this dog because the dog decides, in this movie, the dog, Lucky, decides he needs to bark in the worst moments, not in the moments where you need him to bark.
Yeah.
The movie forgets about him a lot, and then it reminds him, oh, yeah, okay, how are we going to get this alligator in here? Because we got to get to this part. The crocodile, though, is it a crocodile or an alligator? Sorry, which one should I call it?
I think it's an alligator. I don't know.
Yeah, what? I don't know.
I think it's an alligator.
I would call it more of a crocodile. I mean, I'm just assuming it's a crocodile.
Is the crocodile famous for its roars?
This one sure is. I mean, they do growl. They do like a little growl what they do through their throat, but this thing.
Yeah, it usually it has these weird frog noises. Yeah,
it's like a popping noise. Yes,
it's a crocodile.
It is a crocodile.
Yes.
It comes from the kaiju family, apparently, because it is very noisy in this. It walks up, and even it is having a terrible day. If he wasn't in Final Destination films, then this crocodile is as well.
Mm-hmm.
Ramon walks up to get the dog, and it decides to walk on pipes. It just goes whoop whoop, like one of the AT-ATs from the Ewoks fighting.
Yeah.
Just like steps on their logs and like whoo, and it falls right in the pool.
Yeah, he has no problem walking up to that point.
Right.
On the side of the pool.
Yes.
But now he decides to step on these little pile of pipes.
Yes. And just takes a nice little spill, a little splash into the pool. And he...
What can make the situation even more fucked?
Yeah, and of course it doesn't attack him. He's hungry, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't attack Day instantly. He just like swims hangs
around.
Out.
He swims around.
Until we see that the pool is completely drained.
So Day wakes up and the pool's drained, and like... He literally looks at the alligator or the crocodile, and the crocodile is sleeping, right? And he's got the duct tape in his mouth.
Oh, this is so funny, because he's deciding now, like, oh, I have to make a plan. And so he looks around, and you don't know what he's looking for, but when he looks over, the crocodile is sleeping with his mouth wide open and the duct tape laying perfectly in his mouth.
So that would mean that when the water drained, he was asleep and the duct tape kind of just whooshed into his mouth.
Or
and just
he
laid
was
there.
Like, this motherfucker's going to want this duct tape. I'll put it in my mouth. I'll get him.
It was very inconvenient.
I think I was like, this is a smart crocodile.
Yeah, this is. Ramon is out. Ramon knows what's up, but not enough, apparently. He falls for a lot of other silly things in this movie. They all do. But yeah, he's got to get, and of course this is where Lucky once again barks.
Yeah.
Because he's going to reach into this damn thing's mouth and get the duct tape.
The fucking dog is dumb. I mean, every character is dumb in this movie.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just, they all just keep getting dumber.
Yeah, God.
It's so, like, it makes me physically irate. Like, when I first watched this movie, and this is, mind you, our second viewing of this godforsaken thing.
We had to share it with the world.
We had to share it with our friend. But on first viewing, this movie, I mean, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was completely in shock. I was like, there's no way the protagonist could be this dumb. There's just no way.
We actually put this movie on just to fall asleep. And we ended up staying up the whole night.
Because we couldn't
watching this thing. Just in shock. Like, what's a dumb thing that's going to happen next? We couldn't believe it.
It's just one dumb thing after another.
I love watching Jared watch this movie just going, oh my God. Oh my God.
At some points you were just laughing because I don't think that you could believe what we were
saying. It wasn't even a laugh. It was more of like, Jesus. What are we doing? What am I doing with my life? I saw that on his face at least three times. What am I doing with my life?
Granted, I made the comment too.
What's that?
You're in this position. You're not thinking logically. You're in a state of panic.
Yes.
And you're just trying to do whatever you think is possible.
Absolutely.
Okay, I get that. But at some point, you have to start to stop and look around and see what you have and take, what is it? Just look at, take ownership of what you have around you and say, what can I do at this point?
Right. Right.
Not once. Does this guy do that?
Not once.
Not once.
Not one time.
Things kind of flow because he's like forced into scenarios.
Yep.
Because he does make choices. When he does, they're always terrible. Yeah. And then those terrible ones lead to another scenario that's crazy that he's got to like run to.
Yeah, now his pregnant girlfriend is in the pool with him and the freaking crocodile at the same time. And you got this dopey dog up there barking, which I would never tell that dog to stop barking ever. Yeah. Because the more he barks, the more, you know, you can get attention that way. No.
Yeah, and we forgot to point this out, but before Coy got there, the Pizza Hut guy did come and deliver the pizza, and we forgot to point this out, and the only reason I want to point it out is this is another really dumb thing that Day does. He swims down to the bottom and decides to move the grate underneath the bottom and gets his chain wallet that disappears in this movie later on completely hooked on the grate, and he's almost drowned while the Pizza Hut guy comes and is just like, look, there's a chain dog here, but there's no one around. I'm just gonna, and he calls like a coworker or the guy who ordered it, and goes, there's no one here, just put it there. And he's on there. You can see a man under the water struggling.
Yeah, but
and the Pizza Hut guy goes,
the guy is so freaking, like, he's so dumb, he's not paying attention at all. Like, first of all, if I was in a situation where I saw a pool that was half drained and there was shit at the bottom of the pool that you can clearly see.
Yeah, because it's clear water.
Like,
yeah.
Wouldn't you like go over and like look a little closer? I would. I'd be like, why is there a couch under there?
I don't think you'd have to look any closer. I think you're just going to see it.
Yeah, that's
right. I mean, at that point, it's half full. It's going to be very, very clear to see.
And of course, the fucking dog doesn't bark. And the one time it should bark.
I think it is barking because he says the dog is, there's a dog chained up
here. Why would he leave the dog?
Well, what I love is that he decides to put the pizza down on the diving board of all places and walk away. Now, I don't know, again, this is the production company producing this film, right? Pizza Hut. Can we just say this again? Not only are they late 30 minutes at least, this guy doesn't give a shit. Who gets the pizza? He's just going to put it out.
Nope.
No tip for this dude.
No tip for this guy.
Well, I'm going to bring this up because the more things occur, they need food. Man, she's like comatose. She has got a split, but she wakes up and she's like out of it, and he needs food. Well, it's just perfect timing that Lucky's eating the pizza by himself. Lucky has got into the Pizza Hut and has one whole slice hanging out of his mouth like a tongue.
The best thing is that Lucky has to taunt them with it.
Yes.
And he like holds the piece of pizza out of his mouth and dangles it over the side of the pool like, hey, y'all. Yeah.
How you doing?
Look what I got.
But you know what? We're going to give it to Lucky. Lucky's a good boy because Lucky takes the entire pizza box, picks it up, and throws it down to them. Hey, you fuckers, I left some for you.
It's the only smart moment in the entire movie, and it's carried out by a dog.
This is where Coy has a flashback because she's so happy that they're eating pizza together. And she remembers, oh, I remember that time where I couldn't have pizza on our date together. Because you wouldn't take me out.
Because you were literally a cheap fucker.
You have time for sex, but not Pizza Hut.
Oh,
my God.
At least get this woman some Pizza Hut afterwards.
First of all, Coy sucks, okay? Not only is she the worst judge of character, like, why would you pick this guy to be the father of your baby?
Yeah.
Like, she's an idiot. And then she makes a stupid decision to jump into the, like, half pool with, like, no water in it. I just have no words for Coy.
What?
I don't know which one of them is more stupid.
I don't know how. I think Jared was pointing out during the movie that the friend isn't checking on them, and then he has no family and she has no family. No one calls. Clearly. Or no one's freaking out about where they are.
Right. But the one guy that left, I had missed it. I remember him saying something like Nepal is calling. So yeah, he's obviously going somewhere.
But yeah.
What about anybody else?
No.
You don't know. I mean, if you do have family, they're going to know you're working. They're going to know you're working somewhere. Possibly you're going to tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Coy's going to say, oh, I'm going to go see my boyfriend at the site, whatever. What are you doing?
She has to have friends that
She has to have one friend that no one's looking for her. Come on.
No, she clearly makes bad decisions. She's got no good friends.
That's true. That's true. Because if she had good friends, they would be like, hell no with this guy. Yeah. Ditch this guy quick.
Yeah. And everyone knows me. I answer my text messages. I never not answer my text messages. So if I'm not answering you, you should probably call the SWAT team.
Yeah. There's a good chance that Pizza Hut and Ramon the Crocodile are involved.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Send someone out. Not Pizza Hut, but anybody else.
Yes. Oh, boy. And everyone always knows where I'm going at all times. So, like, I don't understand this girl. Like, she's, like, the biggest dummy. But then he's also the biggest dummy, too. So, like, they're match made in heaven.
Well, okay. So, he has the duct tape. Now, I guess the question is, I think we're all thinking the same thing. Duct tape the alligator's mouth, or the crocodile's mouth shut.
Yeah.
Ramon needs to be completely like you have to take this guy out first.
That's the clear, decisive decision to do at that point. That's the worst thing that could be going on right now.
I mean, you already have a situation where she's bleeding and she's got a concussion, and they're not getting out of there very easily. And there's a freaking predator in the goddamn pool.
Exactly. So you have to do something, right? Instead, his decisions are crazy. He actually uses the duct tape to make a sling weapon and just bash it in the head for a few times until it gets off the grate. And he can now go inside the grate. Because his idea, I guess, here is to go... Because it turns out there is a complete sewer system in this pool.
Right.
Which, as there really should be, because they drained the pumps.
I don't know if the pipes would ever be this big, but these are big enough for an entire crocodile to go inside of. So
it's an Olympic-sized pool.
Yeah,
it's not like a piece of crap backyard pool.
It's baffling. There's an entire... The pipes actually lead up. Now, I'm not understanding where the water is draining in this situation, because when we see the pipe, there is no drain. It just goes into a pipe, and then there's a room you can climb up.
Yeah, it pumps out somewhere.
And we don't really see where the hell this water is supposed to be going in these sequences.
When he gets down there, there's like several different like ways to go. Well, there's one way to go and then another way to go, but he only goes down one way.
Yeah, and I guess that's when he discovers there's a ladder and there's a locked gate above it. It's where he had his duffel bag on before, and something fell down.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's very easy to forget that something fell down this because we don't really get to see what it was for a good bit.
I thought it was his phone.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a phone, but then we saw that his phone was dangling over the side, so it couldn't be. It was like a silver object.
Right.
It looked like an old flip phone. It did.
Yeah, it's about that size.
Yeah. But then he's like trying to figure out how to get out, and I love that there's like, for some odd reason, there's a mirror
that's like reflecting over the pool to look in the pool from this area.
Yeah, no.
It comes back multiple times in this movie.
Why would there be? Is that customary to have like a big mirror above a pool? I guess maybe so the lifeguard can see.
But why's a lifeguard underneath there?
That looks like an Olympic pool. Like somebody's, it's, you know, like when you do training and, you know, for divers, you know, yeah, professional divers.
It's on a pole, but not too high above the, like the side, like the deck of the pool.
Yeah.
So, but it doesn't look like it's that big of a mirror. It's like one of the, like if you're on a corner, sometimes they'll put that, like in parking garages, they'll put the mirror like in the corner so you can see if people are coming around tight corners.
Yeah.
I've seen bigger mirrors like that than this thing.
Yes.
Yeah. But,
and there's multiple shots that we're watching this guy looking in there and can see everywhere and around this pool.
And what's great about that is we're told that he has to wear glasses.
Yeah, he wears glasses. That.
He has glasses, remember? So his glasses are the first thing that he pushes into the pool by accident when he's trying to get his phone. And the glasses come back because later on they start a fire by using the glass lens and he moves some wood. So he wears glasses and he can see perfectly. Yeah. When he needs to look in this mirror,
I saw the glasses. I was like, why do I need to have to worry about this? Now you're saying that, I was like, okay, it makes clear sense as far as why, because I do not remember seeing the glasses fall in the pool.
Yeah,
but and I did question. It was like, but I mean, there's a lot of questions going on here. So at this point, anything could be happening.
Yeah,
the only reason I even know about these glasses is because I have the same pair, and I absolutely love these glasses. So I know it looked like Converse. I don't know. Hey, look, this guy's got nice hair. I'm just going to point it out. And he had nice glasses. All right. So am I in love with him? No. Don't ask Jared. Okay. All right. Look, here's the deal.
I saw the twinkle.
Yeah. I knew you see it. I knew you saw it, man. When he looks in the mirror, he sees the gator get horny. Can we talk about this? Because the croc decides, because she's laying on a raft with her legs open.
She's unconscious because of her head wound.
And the gator's not eating her leg. He decides to go near her crotch.
This is a little off-putting for me.
And this is where I get one of the best lines in this movie. This is amazing. The way that they were like, hey, how are we going to segue into this baby conversation? Uh-oh. Oh, okay. He's going to show up and pull the gator by his tail and throw him away. And he does.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
How much does a gator weigh?
Well,
I keep saying gator. It's croc.
A croc? How much does a croc weigh?
The size of him keeps changing, but I would say it's probably at least 200 to 300 pounds. He's pretty big.
Yeah.
Can you fling a crocodile like that?
No.
He flung him like it was like a wet towel.
But he's got day rage.
Yeah.
So.
Jeez.
You know, we also got to talk about the CG here.
Do you think it's bad or good?
It goes back and forth. It sometimes looks very cartoonish, and sometimes it looks decent, which makes me think that something like it makes me think. It makes me think
he's
that
been
sometimes
drinking. Yes, disclaimer.
I have. I'm
disclaimer.
Still drinking. It makes me think that sometimes there's an actual prop, because there's one shot where the gator is like being shown with a camera from the side of him watching them. And it just keeps moving his head, like, yeah.
Oh, I thought there was
You've been drinking, too.
I have been drinking an animatronic gator.
I think there was.
I thought that was at some
only
point.
Only a few times, though. I think it's only from shots like that. But other times, it's very cartoonish.
It does look cartoonish. And when it has his mouth open, did you guys notice if there's, like, the colors in his mouth are, like, an oil slick? Did you notice that?
It did look wet. Everything with him looks
it
wet
was weird.
Or very...
I mean, I'm never
heightened in color.
I don't ever want to see a
wet,
gator's
this is
mouth.
A wet croc.
It's very moist.
A wet croc. Gross. You
know? It seemed like it was worse whenever it was interacting with Day. That's when it seemed to be the worst. I don't know how they could like get that out, but it seemed when it was by itself, yes, you could still tell, but when it was interacting with the characters, it made it seem like it was even worse to me.
I agree. The reason I brought up that the whole thing with the baby is because the next statement here is that he goes, I thought he was going to take the baby from you. And then she's like, who wants to take the baby from me? And then there's like, that leads into the entire conversation and the flashback of him finding out and his friend telling him, it's illegal. Having an abortion is legal. You shouldn't do that. And it's like, okay, I just was waiting for like the Wayans brother. Oh, was it Marlon Wayans? Or no, one of the Wayans brothers who goes, message.
Keenan.
Yeah.
Message. And I'm like, okay, this is what this movie's really about. Him making bad decisions, being punished by God.
Okay, I thought that too. I thought this was like some kind of wrath movie because this guy, man, he has the shittiest luck on the planet. But he's so dumb. He just does the wrong thing.
But I think that's the whole point is like he has to learn. So this is like this movie is actually
it's a message.
It's a Wonderful Life where he's like you got to learn your lesson and you got to realize and fight for the thing that's like important to you. And that's the moment where the movie's like rewards him. But it takes him an hour and a half to get to that.
I mean, he fights this crocodile. Oh my God, with a bucket. With a roll of tape.
He does. And a chair leg. Yeah, a chair leg, a couch.
He dumps the couch on top of it at one point.
He does. This croc goes through some stuff. But to be fair, both of them do.
I mean, they do.
They both share each other. And a pipe. We forgot about the pipe.
I mean, you know? I gotta tell you, though, I am 100% team croc. Because I fucking hate Day so much. He's so awful.
Yeah, the crocodile's just doing what a crocodile does. I mean, he's just going around.
Stuck in this situation too.
We got to talk about this because right after the baby conversation, the croc lays eggs suddenly, and he's made himself a little nest out of twigs, and he has five eggs, and this allows our characters to finally. Now we have to get that so we can eat, because it's been like 3 days, and we got to remember he's diabetic. He needs his insulin shot.
Can I ask a question? So we see that they take the crocodile eggs and they're boiling them up. What the hell are they using to boil up these eggs? What is that? They've had just a random bowl in the pool.
What do you mean?
Did you notice that?
Oh, there was a bowl later on. They're floating.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because later on there is a shot of her in this little room, and there is a floating bowl of eggs that they haven't eaten yet.
It's so handy. Isn't it, though?
They should have gave the eggs back to the croc and it's like, hey, this is a peace offering. Can we be friends? That would have been cool.
Eat your babies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then the croc would have been like, all right. And we would have had multiple crocs. That would have been kind of fun.
Lord. No.
This is a pro-life movie. They should have gave the babies back.
It's all about choices.
This is all about choices. You know
what? This movie is all about choices. It is.
We go through a lot of steps here, some insane steps. Okay, so one of the insane steps is to go into the pipe with the girl. He throws a couch on the gator at one point, and the gator just goes, I have no idea what to do here. I can't back up. I can't walk forward. I'm just going to lounge.
I'm just going to stay for a moment and relax.
And he's like, this is it. I've been beat. I've been bested.
But wait.
they go down into the room and they decide that the best case scenario is for her to stay in this little room under this gate that they can't open up and put a barrel in the hole that leads to the pipe for them to go back into the pool.
So I'm even wondering what this whole thing is. It's a drain, apparently, according to what he left. Looks clearly like a drain.
Yeah.
But it's latched with a lock.
Yes.
You can only get up and down. It has a ladder in it.
Yes.
And it has a tube that goes through the pipe system that we're doing. But what is it for?
What is it for?
Where is the water going to?
That's why my big question where is it going?
Yeah, you made that statement a couple times. Like, the water should be there, but it's been dry the entire time.
It's dry.
So what's the purpose of it?
It is bone dry, too. Yeah. And when he's in there, I couldn't help but I had to point out to you, what are these holes on the side of the walls? Because light's coming through. They're underground.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I don't know.
Why bother telling us?
But every time... Me?
No, I mean, the movie.
Yes, you.
The movie.
You seem to know better than we.
I know. Seriously, Jared and I are just two dum-dums.
We made bad choices. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Watching this movie. Every time he decides to go down into this pipe, that something happens above that would have saved him but never works out for him. It's a running joke in this movie.
Weren't you like annoyed as fuck? Like every time he had an opportunity to get out, he was just not available.
It's every time.
Every time.
Every time.
They can't. It can't be that happening that many times. You went inside that tube system how many times? They both went down. They had the crocodile down there. So how many times? I don't know.
Oh, two amazing things happen. When he goes into the pipe, he finds another pipe. So he decides to go, hey, I can go another area I haven't decided to look into yet. And this is like a week in.
We're 5 days in at this point. 5 days. And he has not had his insulin, mind you.
Yes, he has not.
He's making it.
Actually, I think they find it, but I don't know where. They actually find what dropped down the pipe before or into that room. They find that it's his cigarette case that he keeps some insulin in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he already has dropped one once with a metal rod that he decides not to try to even pick a lock on, which is very strange. But when he goes in this pipe system, he finds another way out and he's so excited. But when he comes out in comical fashion, he's in a second pool that this movie has never established, never shown in the shot, and would be the length of a football field of pool system.
Yeah, it's the same pool that he's been in, just right next to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And every time the people that walked in to this pool only came in one area.
Yep.
So
they never see that other pool.
They're just going to hide the fact that there's a whole nother pool.
There is no human way there's another pool there. In every shot, there is no pool there.
Right.
Well, the second thing that happens that's hilarious is that they're so beat. They've only had croc eggs. They've only had some water, some pool water.
Oh, and a piece of pizza.
Oh, and a piece of pizza.
Thank you, Lucky.
Yeah. A couple guys are flying a drone. And it turns out that the drone crashes into the pool while they're underneath. And he's passed out. And she, and also Lucky, seem to all be passed out because they just disappear from the movie. The girlfriend and Lucky just disappear. And we only get to watch Day as he is weakenly, like, woken up. And we see two men. One, they're very dressed like they're American.
Yeah, one was wearing a Cleveland Browns jersey.
I don't know what the other one was.
Hey, in Thailand, they do appreciate some American sports.
Is that right? Okay.
I don't know. I'm not knocking that,
but just Cleveland Browns?
Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
And he looks, when the first shot, I was like, oh my God, Tommy Chong is in this film?
Maybe he was just wearing his drone flying shirt.
That's his drone
he's
wear.
Just like, you know, his hanging out shirt. He got it at a flea market.
And then he's dressed up to go drone flying.
He is
out
ready.
In the middle of nowhere where there's some abandoned pool.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And they crash it. And now this is my favorite. They just find a ladder. There's a random ladder laying next to the pool outside. And there's random empty pipes, giant pipes this time. And they decide to take what looks like string.
It's string, yeah.
To tie the ladder to the pipe, and they just put it around the pipes. And it holds both of their weight when they go down into the pool to get the drone. And remember, the gator is still under the pool. He is trapped. He cannot figure out how to get out of this couch.
He's under the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't see him.
They see the couch and they go, oh man, that's a really nice couch. It is, by the way.
It is.
And they go, it's soaking wet. You know, leave it.
Like, say that these two dummies actually moved the couch, they would have been eaten by the gator and been in the same situation.
But didn't you want it because there is no real gator mayhem?
I mean, the gator does come after Day many, many times.
Yeah, but that's it. Don't you kind of want someone to get snacked on?
Oh, I wanted everyone to get eaten in this movie.
Yeah, I feel like you need a snacking scene.
I wanted them to get snacked on. I even wanted her to get taken out.
If they would have crawled up into someone's corpse.
Ooh. Oh my God. Ugh.
I mean, am I going too dark for you guys?
Stack the bodies up and then crawl up them?
Yes, you could have made a ladder of parts.
Oh my God.
You know what? I would have thrown this bitch right to the freaking Ramon and been like, there's a feast. Eat her. I don't want her anyways.
And well, then, eat the bones too.
And
so.
Yeah, you gotta crawl up.
Use the bones to make an outfit, a weapon of the rib cage.
You know what? She deserves it for being dumb. Okay.
We're so far off the path now.
It doesn't matter. I gotta tell you.
Don't say it again. Don't say she's dumb and he's dumb. Don't say it. Don't do it again.
No, no, no. I'm just saying it would have made a more interesting movie had she died. Had she gotten eaten by the alligator.
You want the pregnant woman to die by the gator?
Yes, because I don't like her. And I don't think she's very smart.
So you did it. So I said, don't do it again. And yeah. She goes, I don't like her.
Well, you know, sorry, but there should have been more carnage, I believe. Don't you agree, Jared? There should have been more carnage?
Yes.
Because he only like goes after Day.
Yeah, I agree. These people, the two people flying the drone, we clearly get a POV shot of Ramon looking at them from underneath the couch.
Yes.
Yes.
So if you would have seen that, especially if it had its eggs laying there, it wouldn't have left its eggs there. It would have done everything it could to try to protect the eggs, which comes back to the whole egg thing.
Mm-hmm.
That crocodile would have been going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially since the eggs have already been taken from it, it would have been nuts.
Yeah.
And it's also hungry as hell. It's been starving for a while. It tried to eat the dog. It's been trying. Yeah. I mean, everybody else in this movie has been eating except Ramon. Right?
Well, I mean, our protagonist has gone 5 days without insulin, which I read that 3 to 4 days is tops. Okay. Or you'll freaking go into shock and you'll die.
He did. Like we were established that he found that one cigarette case with the insulin. So he does get it in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in there for quite a while. Now, this is... Okay, so of all these crazy things that have happened, one of my favorite things that happens is that a storm comes in, I guess, and blows barbed wire over to the side of the pool and drapes it for him. And he, of course, goes... I can grab that and walk it up.
Yep.
And he does it without like taking off any of his clothes and make, you know, padding for his hands. He literally does climb a barbed wire piece, rip, and he keeps falling.
Like we said.
And it's tugging on him.
He makes it to the top.
I mean, yeah.
He does make it almost to the top.
Take off your shirt and use that to help you climb on this thing. But he doesn't even do that. He has not one lick of common sense whatsoever. He just... He
always does the worst choice.
The opposite of what he should do.
Yes. Now, I love this because he does finally get to the top. Now, remember, he does have a missing fingernail. He has duct taped his finger up. And he is sleeping well. He hasn't been eating. He is going without insulin for a couple of days. He is going through a lot of crap while he's walking up a barbed wire rope. And he, of course, falls. And he falls and breaks his leg or his foot. And, of course, he has now somehow sticks that he can make a brace.
I think that's from the chair legs.
Yeah. They're sticks from the chair legs. Yep. And he makes
I don't think
splint.
That's true.
Well,
because he does break the chair leg off later on for the first
time.
Yeah,
it could have been that there was like sticks in there from, you know,
it looks
the
like
tree.
The logs.
That maybe it's from the tree that was
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, there was a tree in there.
But then
that bothers me then. He could have made something with that.
Yeah, because we saw the tree a couple times and then we don't see it again. So
exactly.
Did he get it from that?
Well, Ramon is also using a lot of the tree to make his nest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He became a bird for a nice nest.
Yeah. He's very handy. Very handy, Ramon. Except for getting couches off. Can't do that. Nope. Gotta call movers for that sucker.
Nope. You bested me.
Unless, of course, unless Day is involved, that's when Ramon is like, I'm not even under that chair anymore. I've been hiding off camera in front of where you want to go.
And the couch is still flipped over.
Yep, sure is.
Yes, and I love this because Day wakes up from the passing out of his leg and bleeding and making a brace to find Ramon munching on his leg. But he's not munching on his leg. He's chewing on the sticks.
Yeah. Now, we've seen crocodile teeth. Those sticks would be broken in half a second.
I agree. It also would have been what they famously do is roll.
Yeah, their bite pressure is crazy.
Yeah.
The roll would have twisted his leg.
He already had a bone sticking out from breaking his leg. So that leg would have been gone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Easily.
But he kicks him. He kicks him and flails about and uses a bucket to throw at him and beat him on his snout.
Yeah.
And then he just says, you know what? I've had enough of you. And he just walks away.
We didn't talk about when when the guys that flew the drone went down into the pool, one of the big things that is missing is that, like I said before, both Lucky and Koi, right? Mm-hmm. Koi, they disappeared because the dog isn't barking anymore, and they don't even see the dog. Mm-hmm. So then the dog comes back the moment they leave, and he left that ladder there. So now Day has a way to get out, but that is when Ramon is in front of the ladder. Suddenly teleported like Jason right in front of the ladder to stop him. And this is a battle sequence now. There, it's on. Mm-hmm. This is the final battle, I would say.
It sure is.
And the final battle comes down to Ramon literally biting the middle of this guy's chest.
Oh my God. It was crazy. Right in his torso.
It's almost like it's nothing to him. He doesn't seem to be bothered that much. He's like, oh, in slow motion. And then it's like later on, I just got a whole bunch of teeth wounds all over me.
Yep.
I mean, he was pretty fucked up, I think.
Yeah.
They go at it for a while. He breaks off, superhumanly, breaks the chair leg off and sticks it in Ramon's eye.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Ramon's, like, pissed. And he goes up. The pipes from before had fallen down. And he is able to... Okay, just remember this. He has a broken foot.
Yeah.
He is able to run up the couch and jump Troy style, Brad Pitt and Troy style, jump with a pipe and perfectly land it in Ramon's mouth. And Ramon's like, oh my God, a pipe is in my mouth. I'm dead.
Yeah.
I've had and enough. He dies. He's had enough. I give up. But the real important thing here is it's been raining. It's been raining, guys. It's been raining for quite a bit. And you know what's really funny? There's a character named Koi that you might have forgotten about. Well, Koi is in that room that's supposed to be the drainage room, and somehow it filled up with water.
Yeah, so she's going
to
drown.
To the point where she is drowning. She's not. It's not that she's going to drown. She drowns. And the reason she drowns is because she stuck a perfect-sized barrel.
Like plug, an oil drum.
An oil drum.
In the freaking hole.
And it fits it perfectly. There's no way for water to get in or out of this perfect plugged situation.
And you said you're rooting for her, huh? Are you? Really?
I just don't want to root for anybody else.
And at the same time, the original grate that he pulled out when he first got into that pipe was still sitting there. So if Ramon actually was going to come back into it, which never comes back,
yeah,
he could have put that grate there. That would allow that water to just fully drain into those pipes.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And every time Day goes into that pipe system, it's dry. There's like one little tiny stream that's like on the bottom and it's like bare.
Mm-hmm. Right, which could be coming from underneath the barrel that you're talking about.
It should be way more filled. It should be shooting down out of the sides of this pipe. I mean, I can't imagine. It's so baffling. And also, again, if this pipe system was the drain of the pool, the water would have gone into that room. So that room should have a drain in it itself.
Yeah, where the water was being pumped out of.
Yes.
Meanwhile, the pumps are still running. No one's turned those off.
No one's turned those off. Those have been working overtime.
Yeah.
And she is drowning. It is baffling. But she literally drowns. So when he's fighting Ramon, the whole time she is drowned. She's completely drowned.
She's able to use the dog whistle to call Lucky.
Oh, thank you. I forgot. Because when he went to the ladder after fighting Ramon, the ladder shoots up in the air because God is like, no, fuck you. You're not ready yet.
Yeah.
So the ladder shoots up in the air and escapes him. But her last breath is to blow a dog whistle, which makes Lucky do the funniest thing I have seen in a film in a long time, and that's commit suicide.
Okay, Lucky was just trying to do the right thing. He was going, you know, he was following the whistle, and he jumped in the pool and hung himself, which is the saddest part of the movie. But it gets worse.
You say sad, I say batshit crazy funny.
I mean, if I'm rooting for anything in this movie besides the villain, it's Lucky. But Lucky hung himself.
Lucky gets hung. I wouldn't say he purposely hangs himself. He just doesn't know any better. He's like, oh, boss needs me to do some work. Whoop. And he dies. He literally does die, but this leads to the funniest thing. I cannot believe this happens in a film. He uses Lucky's dead... I always say dead corpse. I'm sorry. I don't know why I do that.
He uses a dead body.
Yeah, he uses the corpse of Lucky to climb like a ladder.
It was terrible.
We get a touching moment of him hugging Lucky.
Midway.
Yep.
I was like, if he's hugging Lucky right now and this thing breaks and he falls in with the dog, I'm going to laugh my ass
off. Well, how hasn't it broke? Like, how hasn't this... One, the collar broke the chain. It looks like a thin chain. How has this not completely snapped? Two, how has Lucky not shredded?
Or the collar itself.
Right, yeah, the collar
itself.
Yeah.
So,
well, it does, but not until he is able to grab the chain and let Lucky's corpse finally rip out of the side of this leash and hit the bottom.
That's harsh.
To join the dead animals of the film.
Yeah.
It's really harsh.
Ramon and Lucky are now both dead. He is able to climb up. Now, remember, she's drowned. Yeah. She has drowned at this point.
She's been in this grate no less than 10 solid minutes underwater completely. No less than 10 minutes.
Yes.
And he uses a huge pipe to, like, unlatch the grate, and he goes to get her out. He gives her CPR. And
oh, I wish you wouldn't. Okay, you rushed CPR that one too much.
I was going to say, you need to take a step back.
You need to test. Yeah. What because our boy, let's just run down the list here. Right? He needs insulin. He has not had proper food in days. He's been drinking chlorine water. He has a gator bite on his chest. He climbed up barbed wire.
He has a broken foot.
He has a broken foot and a missing fingernail. And he just had a gator fight. He gets up to get her, takes a pipe, jams it into the gate system, the grate system, to get to her. But he can't get it open. And while he's trying to open it, he is... I don't know how to use this properly, but doing like a weight system to use his body to like pull open the grate. But while doing that, he shifts over the pool again and is dangling over the pool again.
That's right.
It's like guy goes, I don't think you're there yet. Here we go. We're going to dangle you back over your system and you have to make a choice. And no, he doesn't fall. He makes a choice and he gives way to himself and sacrifices his body to save his girlfriend, and he does. It works. It opens the grate.
But he does fall, and he latches onto the side of the pool. He grabs does. Onto the side of the
because
pool.
He doesn't nearly fall.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
He is now spiritually caring about someone beyond himself.
Oh, my God. So now he's worthy to live?
He is worthy to pull her out. I said pull her out. He pulls her out. And he's able to, in slow motion, give her CPR for a while, cry, and we kept saying, Ed Harris this, right? Ed Harris this, do it right.
So in the abyss, Ed Harris beats the shit out of Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
I mean, beats the shit out of her until she awakens.
Until she wakes up, and we're like, come on, Ed Harris. Her ribs are collapsed.
Her lungs got to be poked from her ribs. I mean, there's no way.
I mean, he hits her, but he doesn't Ed Harris it, you know?
He doesn't. But she does wake up.
Yep.
She's been dead for about 15, 20 minutes.
Easily.
And she has a baby inside
There's
her.
No way. Yeah, there's no way.
No.
And concussed.
And a concussed.
And concussed. No, no.
And
and she's starving.
Guess what, guys? Finn. They're back together. And we get a beautiful song with Disney art style shots of their escapades.
Oh, my God.
Freeze framing on the screen.
It is a romantic Disney style art shot.
It's beautiful.
It's the most
beautiful love story man has ever told.
Can I leave my own house?
So, that's the movie. Are you glad you watched this with us?
I'm always
glad you're here.
I'm always glad to watch movies with you guys.
You look like,
seriously am.
You're like, I don't know what we're talking about. I have no idea what's going on right now.
Do you feel like that you wanted somebody to get eaten like really savagely at all? Because we usually are on the same page with this kind of thing.
It would have made it a little bit better. Right. It would have seen something.
Like, you know, one of the
But I guess it would take away what the story was of this character. I guess if anybody else got killed, it seems specifically revolving around him,
it's
right?
It's redemption. I get it. But here's the thing. One of the kids from the drone, one of the drone kids fell in the pool and Ramon was in there and ate him.
The Pizza Hut guy should have died.
Yeah.
That would have been more interesting.
Yeah. Somebody should have gotten eaten. Because I feel like there needed to be some kind of consequences for this thing.
But at that point, the pizza, when the pizza guy shows up, Ramon's not in the picture.
He's not in the picture. But what if he walked back where Ramon is hiding in the pump room? I mean, something. I'm just saying. I don't need it. I don't need that.
I do. I need some
because
carnage.
Look, the movie
It would make more sense if one of the two drone guys got it. Just because of the fact, I mean, they literally see the couch turned over. You can clearly see there's something underneath there.
Yeah.
You got a crocodile underneath there, yeah, and you just make a comment about, oh, the couch is wet. Oh, they're supposed to leave it behind.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
How are you going to get it out of there?
Yeah. But if one of them died, the other one would have had to have escaped or get killed as well, because then you would have another plot thread that would be dangling, like, where'd that guy go? He went for help.
No, because they could have made another bad choice or something to allow the other guy to get eaten or something.
That would have been funny.
These guys have a drone in the middle of nowhere around an Olympic size abandoned pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No phone. Yeah, true.
And they saw the help sign that was at the bottom of the pool that Day left there in the duct tape. He wrote out help in duct tape. It's and there's blood everywhere.
It's the only thing he really does with the duct tape that it's worth a damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, it goes nowhere because these two idiots with the drone don't even, like, they notice it, but they don't do anything.
Oh, we didn't even mention this, but they also notice there's blood smears all
over
the pool.
That's what I just said. There's blood everywhere.
And I think they even go, this pool's nasty, but that's a nice couch.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, here's the thing. I don't think Day deserves any kind of redemption because the decisions that he makes in this movie.
Then your movie would be what? Your movie would be ending with, like, just him being, like, a failure and he dies.
No, I mean, you're right. But, I mean, to use a crocodile to, you know, give him a rude awakening, the rude awakening that he needs. But he made these decisions himself. You agree, right?
True. Yeah.
He made these decisions. So, like, why do you deserve redemption? You're a fucking idiot.
And again, what decisions have you made in your life from this apparent cave that you lived in? How did you get there?
Right.
Yes.
To lead to where you are now. You're clearly, if you're this handsome guy, your hair's done beautifully.
Yes.
You have this beautiful woman that loves you, whatever. What kind of decisions are you making that are you going to continue this bad choice in your life?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
I just didn't care for the whole.
I mean, he got ham and his pizza. He makes bad decisions.
So whole thing of him hanging over the pool again, even though Ramon's dead down in the pool at this point, for him to get down there to sacrifice her. But even then, we already know that she's already dead.
Right.
So you're trying to save her. You're trying to save her, but you're dangling back over the pool.
Right.
You know, you could she could have still possibly been alive. Now, and then again, going back to he's choosing her to save her life than his, mm-hmm. He falls back down in the pool, maybe dies. She gets out.
Okay.
And now she has a child and maybe, you know, and to honor him because he saved her life.
Okay.
Right. See, I do like that
better.
I would like that better. But, you know, it's like even when he's trying to save her with the pipe to try and, like, you know, unhinge the grate, he still has his back to the goddamn empty pool. Like, why wouldn't you go around the other way and try and get the grate off with the pipe?
Well, he actually needed to do that to get the distance to push the thing up. If he didn't do that, he would have just been on the ground. It wouldn't have been enough drop to push it open.
Yeah, he needed more of the leverage.
He needed to, yeah.
Because he would have had to have jumped up, and if it's not too high off the ground, he's going to be sitting there trying to pull it down. So he's using his own body weight to try to create that.
Yeah, I get that, yeah, but exactly. He couldn't go like from the other direction. I mean, he just makes the stupidest choices. And that would, like you said, it would have been for nothing because he would have fallen back into the pool and she would have drowned anyway.
But then also, based on the angle that he's at, like Scott's saying, like he would still be standing on the ground. But it's just so coincidental that he's on the side where the pool is that when he goes to do that, he goes to jump up, the pole shifts to the side.
Yeah.
It's not like he actually chose to do that.
That's
like,
true. It does shift.
It's, again, the final destination.
I have another thought here. And the first time I saw this, and I don't know if, Jared, you saw this as well, I for a long time thought she wasn't really there.
Well, oh, that would have been too thoughtful of a
because I lot. Really thought for a bit because she kept disappearing and she wasn't speaking or making noise up the ladder a lot in this movie. And I kept going, do they forget about her or is she not there? And this is all
like his journey mind.
Of learning how he needs to not be this idiot.
Well, I think she fell asleep. I'm assuming that she fell asleep.
Of course, but it felt weird.
Water, but with all the water in there, that would have woken her up.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
When I first watched it, I thought, oh, she's definitely got to be fake. She's got to be some kind of hallucination from the heat.
I mean, yeah, there's a couple times where it does seem like it is, but we see later on, he's like, he's having a diabetic type of thing going on.
Yeah. And it felt like it's got to be some more of that maybe the Gator isn't here, that maybe she's not really there, that this is just him in that diabetic shock type thing, like having a out of body experience and like a life lesson being told to him. I thought that he was going to wake up and she was going to be there finding him after he has gone through the whole journey. But then I was like, this movie's not smart enough.
No.
And it sets up the beginning of the movie with everything going on at the pool is that's all fake as well. Did you dream all that too?
It is questionable because what the hell were they filming?
Well, I thought maybe it was like scenes from a music video or something.
Yeah.
Like maybe they're filming that. They're just going to put the music over top of it type thing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, but
could be.
There's no explanation of that either.
Could be a Cleveland Browns commercial of some sort. Oh my God. Or a Pizza Hut ad. We don't know. Could have been a Pizza Hut ad. We don't know.
Oh man.
Do you have any 10-star reviews?
Yes. God help us. Okay.
Should we give our scores first, or you want to do your segment?
You do your score. What's your score, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just gonna say, do we do that first?
Yeah, we're gonna do it first. I want to know what you think.
So, what are you giving it out of 10? Jared, you start because we already know.
I'm between a 3 and a 4.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, I'm gonna go with a 3. Okay. I can't give it any more. Give it close to a 4. If I was gonna, I know you guys don't do the half points. I'd have to go 3. It's low because there's so many more things that could have been done.
Yeah, I give this a 4. Mm-hmm. I can't go that low. I give it a 4 only because it pushes up for how insane the choices are, and they had to know while making this movie. Wow, we're kind of going a little too far. When they have Lucky die, that it elevated the movie in a way where I was like, that is the most batshit crazy. I never expected it when I first saw it. Did you expect that to happen?
No, because even at one point, Joe was like, we have a whistle. You have a whistle.
It reminded mm-hmm. you.
And then the person that uses it is Coy from way off in the distance, which is set up part of this video thing that they're setting up. That Day uses it to call Lucky
to go jump in the pool during the filming.
Correct. So yeah. I don't know. But she's able to do it loud enough. I mean, there's water. She's trying to do it through the water. I mean, well, you have the dogs hearing whatever. I don't know.
Beyond that, that was the one thing in the movie that I didn't see being set up. I guess not. What I'm saying is in the movie, every time something crazy happened, I was like, wow, I didn't guess that this would occur. And it happened to me multiple times in this movie. I kept going, oh, barbed wire is going to be thrown at him. So he's going to climb it. And I kept going, I got to give the movie credit because that is just so batshit crazy that every scenario they came up with is like, what? Why would they do this? And I guess it made it a little more fun than a normal shitty movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually watch this twice. So, I mean, honestly, It could have been so much worse.
So again, the choices we're talking about.
Yeah.
You're
I'm just trying to look for the positive of the bad movie we watched.
They pinpointed so many things throughout this that, like Joe said, that's not going to come back. That's not going to come back. There were so many things that came back.
But when they do, you're kind of like, oh, wow.
Well, yeah, and the style that they did it, yeah, okay, I get it. But at the same time, I think it's not believable.
Absolutely. But that's it almost touches so bad it's good for me because it's so insane. And that's why I give it a 4. I always give so bad it's good movies 4s because it's just like you have to. I think that people should see it because the only reason I say see it, it's because you won't believe the choices made or the decisions in directing or writing. And that's why I go so bad it's good because I'm like, every time something happened, I was like, no shit. No, wow. Oh my God. I didn't expect this.
One of the criteria we always use on Monday night is would we watch this again? I don't think I would watch this again.
Okay.
But I know you guys are doing it because, I mean, this is fun. Mm-hmm. It is fun. You guys like to talk about movies and it's great. But would I say that I'm going to watch this again? If somebody said, hey, I saw this, have you heard about this movie? I would say, watch it. Tell me what you think. I would never watch it again. So that's why I would give it more of a 3.
If there was like a group meeting, everybody's got a couple beers and a pizza and Pizza Hut, would you say if this came on and you were all drinking, everybody was like, okay, you want to laugh? You got to watch this thing? You would be like, no, not this movie.
I would gladly say I've seen it.
And say,
have fun.
Go text Pizza Hut. And I'm out.
Let me know what you think when you're done.
You know what? Why you got to drag Pizza Hut into this? No one wants that diarrhea shit.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, we eat Anthony's Coal Fire around here.
And that was the worst looking pizza. Well, of course, it's wet.
It was old, too.
It looked disgusting.
And Lucky had been at it. Okay. I will say this. I'm sorry. Sorry, this is the one we made you watch.
You love this torture. You love it.
It doesn't bother me at all.
It's hard finding a movie that you don't know. I will say this. Every time we want to do this with you, it's like, damn, that's a perfect one for Jared. And then I'm like, but he's seen every damn thing we want to watch with him. And then I'm like, we got to find something really weird. And I thought this was a good one, but I failed. We failed.
How'd you fail?
Because you're like, this one sucks.
We've watched 3s before. There's been so many things that we have watched that was regardless of how I felt when I was done.
Yeah.
It's always fun being with you guys. So that's the whole point of it.
That's love right there.
That's love.
Well, Joe, do you agree with Jared or me?
I'm going to give it a 4. I think it's kind of like a high 3. The only reason I'm giving it a 4 is because the concept is so batshit crazy. But then again, I want to give it a 3 because I hate these characters. I wanted them to get eaten.
I get it. I get that.
So I'm kind of torn between the 3 and the 4. I guess I just have to go 4.
It's like, I guess what I was trying to say was, it's a 3. He's absolutely right.
It is a 3.
But it gets elevated by some of the weird decisions. It doesn't look terrible.
It doesn't. It's not poorly directed.
It's not really terrible. It's odd. It's like you want to punch every character in the face.
Jared wants to punch you.
You guys lose me on all this stuff, too. As far as the direction, because all he's doing is framing it with the camera, so which I get that's the directing part of it. He's trying to create that. But,
yeah.
You know.
But have you ever, we did like The Munsters and Rob Zombie. And it was like, it's just kind of like, this is how you not to use a camera.
Right.
Or this is how not to frame a shot or establish a thing. It's like oversaturation or overdoing it. It never took me out with a camera angle. Although I will say the mirror is like one of those moments, but it never bothered me too much. I'm like, okay, the movie's flowing and I can watch it and I'm not taken out. I'm like, I don't want to leave. I don't want to shut it off.
Yeah, they only.
Why I say that with the directing.
Yeah, they only did that 3 or 4 times with the mirror, so it makes sense. Yeah. But it was always at pivotal times, whenever the mirror would come up, and I'm like, how was this person able to see this from that far away?
Yeah. Right, and he had no glasses on, and you know, if I took my glasses off, and I'm sure you too, you can see shit.
Oh,
you know, not from far away, anyways.
Nearsighted, I guess.
I'm 6 inches from this from this microphone and it would be blurry. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, I was looking at our DVDs and I'm like, yeah, I can see some of them are blurry a little bit. So maybe because it's I've been drinking, but you know, I can't see shit if I take my glasses off. So, you know, he's pretty good day.
All right, so we have the threes and the fours. What are people online saying?
Okay, this is our segment of why we can't have nice things, where I read two extremes of online reviews, a 1 10-star and a 1 1-star review, as proof that people ruin the rating system for everybody. And I'm going to start with the 10 because you're so anxious. This is great symbolism. Interesting movie.
I knew it. How did I know that would be the thing? I was right. And this is going to be right. Is this going to be like a heavy right wing?
Let's guess what the symbolism is. Mm-hmm. What do they pick?
You'll get it. So it seems that most reviewers can't see past the physicality. This movie is obviously not about a pool, a croc, a man, a woman, a dog. So don't expect everything to make sense. It is all symbolism on so many levels that I can't even start to explain. To the reader, if you are interested in watching this movie, open your mind to a deeper meaning of life, suffering, sacrifice, I know, yeah. Balance, love, overcoming, and good and evil. That's what it is. That's what he says. Okay, so the 1-star review is worst piece of garbage in the history of cinema.
Hot take.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to do the best I can because this is not written very, very well, but okay. This movie is an insult. It should be banned and the director and writer should be fined. I would personally sue them for damages. Watching this trash made my IQ drop. This is the stupidest thing I have ever seen. It doesn't even deserve to exist. Horrible CGI, ridiculous plot, the characters are dumber than a chair. There is nothing to like. Watching this just made me angry. Luckily, I only watched a 30-minute review instead of the full thing.
Oh my god.
But I still wanted to smash my screen. Can we make a petition to have this movie banned? My rating is 0 out of 10. Unfortunately, the lowest you can give is 1 out of 10. Okay, this person is a dummy because you can't rate this movie until you've seen the movie. So, get the hell off IMDb.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that. I didn't even watch this.
Yeah, I didn't even watch it.
That is the epitome of what I can't stand about people on IMDb.
Yeah, exactly. This is why we can't have nice things, because people like this only watch other people give their review and then base their opinion on that.
Yeah.
You haven't even seen it.
Absolutely. Well, look, here's the thing. We're not saying this is the worst movie ever made. It's not the worst movie ever made. Right? We all agree here, right? That's not the worst movie I made. So on our list, I'm going to stick this at number 41. Wow. It's gonna take the place of Summer Camp Nightmare.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Okay. So Summer I'm just Camp gonna Nightmare. Put it right there. It's 2 away from Scream 3.
Okay, so what do we have at 1 and 2 right now? What's our 1 and 2? We haven't talked about this.
It's been a while. For a long time, we said there was nothing ever going to beat Mortal Kombat Annihilation for the worst movie we've ever watched, but it was beaten twice. So number 1 is Dinosaur Island, which is a TNA flick of cheap looking dinosaurs fighting women. And then it was followed by a terrible, terrible cash grab called Toxic Avenger 3.
Where the hell is Showgirls? Because you know I hate that movie.
Number 7.
Oh, no. We need to move that up.
Wow.
Yeah. The top 10 is pretty interesting. Jared, thank you for joining us.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for going on this journey ass. With us.
Yep.
All right. So any parting thoughts on this episode?
You know, I feel like everyone should watch this movie. Just because, you know, have some friends over, have some drinks, have some Pizza Hut.
And text them up.
And, yeah.
We're looking for sponsors. Hashtag 114.
Pizza Hut. We're looking for sponsors. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you have multiple times said terrible things about them. So.
Well, they are trash pizza, but you know what? We'll still take your sponsorship.
Absolutely wow. Not trash pizza. Perfect deep dish. I remember the days where I would sit in there after school and I got those Alf puppets. That was the best. Some of the best days of my lives. I'm looking for
how many sponsor. Lives have you had?
Lots.
Scott's been drinking.
I've died multiple times on this show.
Oh my god.
Hey,
That's it. We're done.
Yeah. Thank you, Jared.
Thank you, Jerry.
Sorry.
Thank you for joining us.
I'm sorry. Till next time.
That's it.
You know, and hit us on Instagram. If you have been in a pool before and you fought an alligator, I would love to hear about it. If you have ordered Pizza Hut and it took a half an hour and they just left it on a diving board, I'd like to hear about that too. So, and if you have ever had crocodile eggs, I would love to know what the difference in that is.
Well, I guess once you cook them, they look like chicken eggs.
They got the eggs in this movie shrank and got bigger. Yeah, I'd love to hear any of it. Hit us on Instagram at the Crafty Misfit. That's at Joe and me at the Just Another Movie Night. And I'd love to discuss this movie. Please watch it. Until next time.
Pizza delivery man versus
podcast
employees. Who would you trust?
I want fired.
Instead of the delivery guy getting fired, the internet got fired up. Shame on you all for how you treated that pizza delivery man. Someone posted the video. It went viral. The insults flew. Scummy, nasty people.
Just another movie night.
Was bombarded with terrible reviews. Do you or someone you know want to be treated like crap? Then this is your go-to place.